going to go to the table of the Lord. Take your seats. I want to go to the table of the Lord. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, Genesis 22, laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he, that is God, said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. The angel of the Lord called unto Abram out of heaven the second time and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for behold, thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. There's another reason beyond the sympathy that God had for Isaac, and somebody that's doing shading back there, get your eyes back on, so I'm not chewing licorice. This was a test of faith, but it was also type. And Isaac couldn't be the type. Animals could, but Isaac couldn't. Animals were unintelligent in the sense of human intelligence, vicarious, typifying the purity. Of the perfect sacrifice. But Isaac was a human son. And he couldn't be the type of the burnt offering. God never intended that Isaac would be the burnt offering. The test was on Abraham. The requirement of a burnt offering. It must be voluntarily given. And the animal has no capacity to make that kind of commitment. So the vicarious animals, like paper money, having no intrinsic value, could be substituted temporarily. Because in the bank of heaven there was that lamb slain from the foundation of the world. God's son, his only son, who would offer himself voluntarily. Animals had no capacity to do that. The type had been as spoiled as Abraham smiting the rock the second time, which was a type of Christ, and Christ was to be smitten only once. Isaac asked, "Where's the lamb?" Isaac wasn't voluntarily, with understanding, offering himself as Christ would do. Thus, he couldn't typify one standing in for the sins of men. He couldn't be a shadow on the substance which was Christ. That's why the detail is recorded here, Isaac saying, "Where's the lamb for a burnt offering?" Sin offerings were not voluntary. They were required. Burnt offerings, the reason God prized them, were voluntarily given. And when a human sacrifice is a participant, there's no case where God favors that. Even as I preached on Jephthah's vow, the Hebrew is very clear. I will offer it as a burnt offering or the first thing that comes out of my house. I will offer it as a burnt offering or I will give it unto the Lord. The Hebrew is very clear and very consistent that when it was his daughter that came out, he suffered the loss of his daughter, but she wasn't a human sacrifice. She went to serve in the temple, which is why the Hebrew has it the daughters of that tribe went up to see her each year thereafter. Only Christ is that pure sacrifice, because only Christ could offer himself worthy to stand in the place of all of us. It's why we go to the table of the Lord, to remind ourselves, not to self-righteously examine ourselves to see if we're worthy, but rather to examine the manner of partaking. We partake unworthily, an adverb, when we partake not discerning the Lord's body. God himself would have cheapened the sacrifice of his son if he had allowed Isaac to be sacrificed. A reluctant, consciously knowable sacrifice. As the sin offering, Jesus drew back from the cross. He fulfilled both. As the sin offering, he said, "If it be possible, let this cup pass from me." For he knew he would be separated from his Father, become the recipient of God's wrath, treated as you and I deserve to be treated, with the sins of the world, all of them, including mine and yours, past, present, and future, laid on him. He didn't welcome being the sin offering. But as the burnt offering, his frame of mind is, "My meat is to do the will of the Father that sent me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but thine." The burnt offering is the perfect, total, voluntary commitment to God. Abraham made it in faith. Isaac was but an instrument to test Abraham's faith. But as God looked on, you better believe he knew that one day a sin worthy to stand in, or a son worthy to stand in for the whole world's sins, would voluntarily offer himself that tonight or this day you and I might lift a cup, knowing our own unworthiness, and say, Jesus paid it all. He offered himself willingly as the burnt offering, capable and able and worth enough to God to stand in our place, having fulfilled the law and become the law incarnate. And as we look at this cup, we partake worthily when we discern that in this symbol of the bloodshed, the life of the soul resides in the blood. And he gave, poured out his life unto death. And our iniquities and transgressions and sins were laid on him, that we might discern as we take this cup, we're made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. He sat down. The book of Hebrews chapter 1 says, finished job. By himself offered and completed our redemption. Take this cup in the joy and in the knowledge. We're made worthy because one willingly and worth enough to do it did die, and God gave his Son, but his Son gave himself that we might live. Take the cup in that joyous knowledge in Jesus' name. Isaac typifies the health that God wants us to have. There's always that picture at these redemption types that point to the atonement of God as the giver of life. In type after type, from the Passover, which symbolized this event, where they not only put the blood of the shed lamb on the door, they ate the roasted lamb behind closed doors for strength, staff in hand, sandals on their feet, expecting healing. And as the psalmist declared it, they went out of Egypt without a feeble one in their midst, because God healed them as they ate the roasted lamb that night. From that Passover incident to the declaration of Isaiah, not only were our transgressions laid on him, but he lifted from us and carried away from us, because there were laid on him our sicknesses and our infirmities. And with his stripes ye were healed. You get a glimpse of that in the certainty declared in Hebrews that Abraham focused on, thought about, pondered on the promise of God, that this seed given to him, he accounted as though God could raise him and would raise him from the dead. But present at this burnt offering is that act of sparing the life, thus giving the health to Isaac. We're as chosen as Isaac was, and our health and life is as important to God as Isaac's was. And God provided healing at this table as we remember it, pointing back to his stripes give us our healing, as the Lord laid on him our sicknesses and our infirmities. Wherever you are tonight, again, you partake worthily as you discern that the reason for the two elements at this table, he not only shed his blood for our sins, his body was broken and bruised, and with his stripes ye were healed. Take the bread in that knowledge, in joyous faith. Don't decide on your health by apistis. Be endued with his life and health as by faith we take this bread in Jesus' name.